underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we're going to talk about meditation. This is also a follow-up, and I think it's the last part of our Bible study. The first part was Bible overview, and the second was Apocrypha, which talked about the books that are not included in the Bible. And this last part here about meditation. And it goes without saying that when we talk about Christian meditation, it includes the Bible. So in meditating, you must also read your Bible. And meditation is not actually a hard thing to do. Because first of all, you find your quiet place and you sit down and you open your Bible. Because yes, the Bible is a book. But before you read your Bible, understand that you first have to pray, open up yourself to Holy Spirit, invite Holy Spirit in to come and talk to you. A simple prayer of, Holy Spirit, please come and talk to me and reveal me the scripture when the time is right, according to your time, when you see fit. And you start reading. Because if you don't pray and open up to Holy Spirit, you're just going to read the Bible like a simple book. You're not going to get the full benefit out of it. It's just going to be like any regular book. But when you open up to Holy Spirit, then what you read starts coming alive. And after you read, that's when you stop and you meditate. Like the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. After you finish reading, sit down, take some time off, sit down, meditate on what you just read. Let it sink in. Let God talk to you. Let Holy Spirit talk to you. The same way he used to come and walk with Adam, it's the same way he wants to come and walk with you. And in meditation, that's the time he usually comes and does that. He will talk to you through your thoughts, with images, anything. Or you can even notice that at that time of meditation, if you're outside, for example, birds will be coming around. I mean, simple, subtle stuff like that. God will romance you. And when you start paying more attention, he's going to romance you even more. But yeah, take some time to meditate and sit down and let it sink in, digest it. And then afterwards, say a prayer, thank him, and then go about your day. But it's also important to do it when you wake up. Start your day with it. And you will notice that as you start your day with meditation and talking to God, reading your Bible, praying, you're going to notice that your day is going to go smoother. Yeah, I dare you to try it, and you will see for yourself. And also, when it comes to reading the Bible, go from beginning to end. Because you're never going to get the full story, the full context of the Bible, if you don't read the whole text. If you just read bits and pieces, you're never going to connect the puzzle. But when you read the whole text, it gives you the knowledge of what and what not to do. And you also grow in wisdom. Because at that time, it would be hard to trick you. Once you read your entire Bible, it would be hard for somebody to come and tell you, oh, this and this is in the Bible. For example, like what's going on nowadays, how they're trying to twist things to say that there is homosexuality in the Bible. Yeah, there is homosexuality in the Bible, but it's abomination. If you don't know your Bible, they're going to get you. And also notice and realize that the devil himself knows the Bible. So, if you don't know your Bible, you're already defeated. He got you already. He's going to use the same Bible to get you to fall. But if you read the entire Bible, it's going to be hard for him to do it. That alone is a gain. That alone is a plus. So read your Bible from beginning to end And when you finish, start over. And you will notice that each time you start over, it will be something new that you're learning. Something new is going to come alive. That's why it's called the manifold wisdom of God. Each time you go over the Bible, you're going to see something new. Something new is going to catch your attention. So go at it. Read it from beginning to end. And then once you get to the end, you start over. And don't stop and just keep going. You're never going to get to a point where you can do without the Bible. In every stages of your walk with God, the Bible will serve you for something. You always need and you always going to have to read your Bible, no matter how accustomed you are with the Bible, to keep yourself sharp. The Bible is your sword, so you constantly need to sharpen it. Don't ever think you can do without it. Just be humble about it. Read it from beginning to end. And when you're done, start over. It's that simple. Amen? And that concludes our three-part series on Bible study. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.